Welcome, everyone, to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge right here on your local radio station, such as Scottsbluff, Nebraska's KNEB. Glad to be your guest. You know, ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources. They kind of guessed the market trends or relied on hearsay. That was pretty inconvenient, but yet it was the only option. Then came the big publications offering news, but with some hefty subscription prices. Then came the Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more right there with the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Check it out online as well at tsln.com. Kim, what do you have to share for the good stuff today?
Well, I think we've been kind of talking regularly about Veterans Day coming up a week from Saturday. So I have a poem called Our Fallen Comrades. What have you got?
I was going to do the definition of a military man if we have time.
Okay. This poem is called Our Fallen Comrades. Silent blows the wind across the waving grass that grows above our fallen comrades. From all the wars past, the crosses stand proudly above ones that gave all our fallen comrades. Our flag waves gracefully as the breeze lifts it. Long may it wave above our fallen comrades. Row after row of stones stand basking in the sun, our thoughts always with our fallen comrades. Fallen comrades laid below, no life do they enjoy, no wandering here and there, our fallen comrades. Let freedom ring for all to see that which we hold so dear, let nothing more dismay our fallen comrades. Speak out for our country, for those who gave so much, cherish them always, our fallen comrades. I do not know who wrote that, it was not included, but it's called Our Fallen Comrades.
That's good for Veterans Day coming up. And I have something. I don't know the author on this either. And we remind folks, if you send us something, please include the author if you know them. By all means, just send it, but include the author. This is called Half Boy, Half Man. The average age of the military man is 19 years. He's a short-haired, tight-muscled kid who, under normal circumstances, is considered by society as half man, half boy. Not yet dry behind the ears, not old enough to buy a beer, but old enough to die for his country. He never really cared much for work, and he would rather wax his own car than wash his father's. But he has never collected unemployment, either. He's a recent high school graduate. He was probably an average student, pursued some sort of sport, activities, drives a 10-year-old car, and has a steady girlfriend that either broke up with him when he left or swears to be waiting when he returns home from a half a world away. He listens to rock and roll, or hip-hop, or rap, or jazz, or swing, and a 155mm howitzer. He is 10 to 15 pounds lighter now than he was at home because he's working or fighting from before dawn to well after dusk. He has trouble spelling, thus letter writing is a pain for him, but he can field strip a rifle in 30 seconds and reassemble it in less time in the dark. He can recite to you the nomenclature of a machine gun or grenade launcher and use either one effectively if he must. He digs foxholes and latrines and can apply first aid like a professional. He obeys orders instantly and without hesitation. He is not without spirit or individual dignity. He is self-sufficient. He sometimes forgets to brush his teeth, but he never to clean his rifle. He can cook his own meals, mend his own clothes, and fix his own hurts. He has learned to use his hands like weapons and weapons like they were his hands. He can save your life or take it because that's his job. He has seen more suffering and death than he should have in his short lifetime. He has wept in public and in private for friends who have fallen in combat and is unashamed. He feels every note of the national anthem vibrate through his body while at rigid attention, while tempering the burning desire to square away those around him who haven't bothered to stand, remove their hat, or even stop talking. In an odd twist, day in and day out, far from home, he defends their right to be disrespectful. Just as his father did, grandfather, and great-grandfather, he is paying the price for our freedom. Beardless or not, he is not a boy. He is an American fighting man that has kept this country free for over 200 years. He has asked nothing in return except our friendship and understanding. Remember him always, for he has earned our respect and admiration with his blood. As you go to bed tonight, remember this. A short lull, a little shade in a picture of loved ones in their helmets. Lord, hold our troops in your loving hands. Protect them as they protect us. Bless them and their families for the selfless acts they perform for us in our time of need. Please remember that as we get close to Veterans Day 2023, coming up on November 11th. And that's the good stuff.